Good evening, everyone. Jim Appel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the markets are opening on this Wednesday evening. But first, we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Corn and soybean futures were both lower today, with corn down 6 to 8 cents and then soybeans down 7 to 11 cents. And the wheat futures, in a kind of a surprising move today, were started off quite a bit lower, but throughout the day they rallied. Generally on news of this rain we're supposed to see tonight through the weekend is going to move just through the eastern half of the hard red winter wheat belt, where it's much needed. And that kind of lifted the start of the rally, and then we actually closed higher. Other news out there, Russia and Brazil look like they're going to scrap their import tariffs. And so if they don't tax imported wheat, that usually means that they're not going to have enough for themselves, and they're going to need to import a significant amount. And, you know, they're not traditional buyers here of wheat. So if they're going to start importing, that leaves room for some more exports for us here in the U.S., and since we have quite a bit of wheat on hand and are projected to have quite a bit of wheat, anytime another country does something like that, that's positive for us. Tomorrow morning, we've got the export report. Wheat's looking for a kind of an average report from 200 to 500,000 metric tons. Last week was about 388. Corn, they're looking for 150 to 400. Last week was 253. And beans, they're looking for another strong report here of 800,000 to 1.3 million metric tons. So again, kind of a continuation of the trend on the exports, with strong beans, average wheat, and a little bit light corn. But really, just like we've been watching for the last couple of weeks, it's all going to be about the weather here in the U.S. and South America. And as those patterns change, the grain markets are going to follow it.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at how the grain markets are opening on this Wednesday evening on the Kansas City Board of Trade, the wheat for the March contract is trading at 809.5. That's down one quarter. The May contract is showing 820.75. That's down one quarter. And the December contract is trading at 855 even. That's down one quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat for the March contract is trading at 760.75. That's down three quarters. May is showing 768.5. That's down three quarters. And the December contract is trading at 796.75. That's up one quarter. Corn on the Chicago Board of Trade this evening, the March contract is listed at 721.25. That's down 1.25. The May contract is at 723 even. That's down one. And the December contract is trading at 577.75. That's down one as well. Soybeans on the March contract is showing 1489 even. That's up 1.5. The May contract is trading at 1479 even. That's up 1.75. And the November contract is trading at 1336.75. That's up 3/4. That's a look at your markets on this Wednesday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.